Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of CriptonHodge.com in Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjament Ali of ConjumentAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Breeders and Root Workers, Apollo Dart of ApolloDart.com in Forestville, California. Together, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our times. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first let's catch up with our co-host, Miss Kat and Conjurement Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi, Miss Tammy Lee. How are things out in beautiful Florida?
Things in beautiful Florida could not be better. We are going into a season here in my area where we have many festivals, especially fall festivals that are in downtown and on the beach and whatnot. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I must say and compliment you and the shop. I'm actually working on not one, not two, but three certifications all at the same time, and I have been using some of the many oils and work products that I've recommended on the forum with regard to education, and that is under a thread. You can just hit school supplies in the upper right-hand corner, and that will come up, and I want to thank you so very much, because things have been very, very, very helpful with regard to licensing and all kinds of things that are going on as we enter into this this next week in October.
So I just
want to thank you very much. Okay.
Great. That's good to hear. Things are moving forward. And, the whole question of school supplies, that is something that has been a topic on the Lucky Mojo Forum a lot. And rather than everybody start a new thread every fall, check out that, just like Tammy Lee said, just type in school supplies in the upper right-hand search button at the forum, and you will find a long thread about it. And it's real interesting stuff. People have put a lot of thought and effort into this over the 4 years that the forum has been going. So thanks for pointing that one out. Well, I'm here in Forestville. It's been a kind of a cloudy and almost a little bit of a drizzly day. We're starting to get our fall weather, I guess. And things here have been highly busy, preparing for some new projects that I'm going to be working on. And I'm going to be giving announcements as I go along, but just for those of you who do pay attention and listen, I want to just give a little shout-out to Aura LaForest and to Dr. Johannes, for bringing some projects to me, which I'm going to be working on and which will result in published books. And so Dr. Johannes has been working very hard on this book for quite a while and has finally turned into me a manuscript, and I'm going to be editing it, and that is going to be on trolldom, Swedish folk magic, and particularly gearing the book in English for the use of people of Nordic descent in America, Swedish, Norwegian, Danish, even Northern Germanic, and Finnish, Western Finnish descent. They all share a common folk magic tradition called Trolldom. And that is going to be a book. And it's, don't know how many pages yet, but I know that that will be a book, and it's I'm going to be editing it. And it is just something that so many people have been asking for, because Dr. Johannes and his wife, Sara, have made a great impression here in America. So that is number one. Number two, Aura LaForest is turning in a book that is going to join our fabulous, what I call the 96-page wonders. These are these very delightful, very informative, inexpensive, hard-hitting, totally packed with information books on specialized topics. And she has been working on one on cleansing and healing. And I see that Aura Marie is in the chat room. So hi, Aura Marie. And this book by her is going to be a real go-to book. It'll be like my book on herbs. It'll be like Deacon Millett's book on sugar spells. And it will be a book that everyone will be picking up on, because we know that at the forum, bathing and cleansing are the topics that people ask about second most after they ask about love. And so yeah, she has been working on this thing, and this book is close to completion. And so I'm going to be getting my version of it to edit, and we will have that out very soon. And, of course, our dear love to Aura Marie, and, of course, she's waving her hand in the chat room. Aura Marie is very busy. She is just remodeled her house. She is pregnant with a baby. She has written a book. This is a woman to be reckoned with in the world of conjure.
That's the way to do it. If you're going to be busy, you might as well be real busy.
Yeah, what a sweetheart. What a sweetheart. And so we're looking forward to that one, too. So that's my projects. I am going to be taking some time to edit these books. Okay. Whew. Lots of that. Oh, and as I put through in Facebook, and people who follow us in Facebook, we have done a little bit of changing to a couple of our real stalwart urban root products. These are the Queen Elizabeth root and the Angelica root. We have upgraded them in terms of labels, sorted them in terms of size and format, and they are now being listed as botanical curios. If you failed to follow that in Facebook, you'll find it when you go to herbmagic.com. It'll explain that they are now in the botanical curios listing. A lot of whole roots are being listed that way. Okay, and so they have joined the happy throng in the botanical curio section, as opposed to being the little packets. And someone asked in the forum, question, why 96-page books? Honey, all I'm going to tell you is what I say. The 96-page book is the 21st century's answer to the 20th century's 64-page book. Back in the old days, sweetheart, all of the different little hoodoo pamphlets and books were saddle-stitched, usually, 64-pagers. They were usually on newsprint. Some of the greatest books that we know now and that are still in print were published as 64-page books. But in as printing has changed and as things have happened, we now like them a little larger typeface. We don't want them in 8-point type that you got to scribble your eyes up to look at, and newsprint that turns brown. And so we are printing them as 96 pages with a square-bound edging. And the reason that we want that square-bound is so that they can be shelved, and therefore they can be carried by more bookstores rather than be saddle-stitched and kind of amateurish-looking. So 96-page books for $9, and we are bringing out a lot of them. We've brought out a bunch more in the past, and we were going to be bringing out a bunch more in the future. So that is our promise to our community. We intend to bring out a whole series of these books. Some of them are coming out from Lucky Mojo. Some of them will be coming from the church. But it's a good format. We like it. Anyone can get into any subject they want for $9. It's a line of books. So I hope that answers your question. All right, Ollie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I've been quite busy. I'm very happy to hear about upcoming books. As you know, I'm a bibliophile myself, so I do love me some new books. I'm excited to hear about both of those. I have been quite busy. This past week with St. Cyprian's feast day, and it was the largest turnout that we've ever had before. It was great. Lots of people came and attended the public altars that we set up here in my home for St. Tiffany, as well as people sent in their petitions I mentioned last week.
Wow.
And people emailed me, and by the time we were done, we had well over 2,000 petitions.
Wow.
And that was divided up between myself and the other devotees instead in the litany of prayer. So it was really great and amazing. Long list of petitions, long list of people looking for St. Cyprian's blessing. And great news is that literally only a day or two after I started receiving the responses from the work actually manifesting, people who asked to be blessed during St. Cyprian's Day reported back having amazing dreams, having the things that they were asking for come about. So St. Cyprian came about, came through in a very, very big way. It was awesome. And for those that are interested, today is actually another very special day. It's Michaelmas, or the Archangel's Day, as it's commonly known. Something to look up for those that come from a Catholic background or that work with Archangel Michael or one of the four major archangels, Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, and Uriel.
Wow. Thanks for that. And congratulations on this wonderful carrying forward of St. Cyprian. You know, when I was young, St. Cyprian was considered as kind of minor, strange saint, and for me he was an object of veneration and curiosity because of his connection to the occult, and of course because of the Latin American tradition of calling grimoires Saint Cyprian books. And some of these old Saint Cyprian books from Mexico that I used to have and still have, a lot of them were cut and paste jobs from Agrippa. They were cut and paste jobs from Albertus Magnus Germanic books, but they just throw them all together and they call them St. Cyprian books. And it's been very interesting to see how St. Cyprian has manifested more recently. And I have to say that you are one of the great upholders and persons who's moved St. Cyprian forward. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Just my part.
Your picture of St. Cyprian on your altar at the AIR website was the first picture of a St. Cyprian altar by an occultist that I know existed on the internet. So those who come up after have come up under you. So take a bow on that one, I'm just going to say. Yeah. Well, you've taught a lot of people. And, of course, your great book on St. Cyprian, too, which we sell in our shop and which is available on the internet. Okay, so let's introduce our guest today. This is Apollo Dark. Welcome, Apollo Dark.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, honey. Apollo Dark is a member of AIR, and he's a well-known person in the Rootwork community. He's a member of Hoodoo Psychics and also person who works at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. So those of you who call Lucky Mojo about your orders sometimes get to talk to Apollo Dark. And he does readings at Missionary Independent Spiritual Church. So all-around root worker and reader, welcome. And what we're going to do, as we always do, let us first ask you, what have you been up to lately? What's your latest stuff going on?
Just staying busy with a lot of clientele work, skull candles, mojo bags, a lot of altar candle services, readings, and we're also gearing up for the Mystic Fair coming up, so getting stuff together for that.
That's right, the Mystic Fair, Santa Rosa, California, October 19th. Thanks for mentioning that. That's right. You and Raina will both be there, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's right. And a bunch of other people, too, with Elvira, who's been on the show, too. Mystic Fair, October 19th, Vets Building, Santa Rosa, $5 admission, no parking fees. Is that correct? I think I got it all in there. So, as usual, we have a panel discussion, and as usual, our guest proposes it. So what he proposed today to talk about is a very interesting topic and one that a lot of people don't consider. It is blending spiritual supplies. People think, well, if I get the right name for the right product and get that just that one product, I'll have everything. And people often ask, can I blend two products together or two spells or two psalms even? Can I say one psalm? Can I say another one? Can I carry two mojo bags? So This was Apollo. You proposed the topic. How about you lead off and tell us a little bit about what you think about blending products?
Well, blending products is something that was the first thing I experienced in working with Lucky Mojo was the idea of what put together with what makes what, mainly in terms of biggest instance of Mojo hands when I did the apprenticeship week and we made Mojo hands, and you were explaining in the workshop about that you take all these ingredients and put them in one bag and then it creates this effect. And I thought that was very interesting that, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, and I thought that was very interesting. So and right now my current type of blending I like to do is a lot of herb blends and a lot of oil blends. Particularly every day I use it for the altar candle service that I do, and each blend I do is pretty unique and sectioned down to a specific purpose, such for instance of one that I do is achieve success. Depending on what they're looking for, it'll be a combination of crown of success, power, and road opener. Or it could be if they're trying to get a job, it could be the influence, attraction, and crown of success oils blended. And then you'll have a blend of calamus root and lemongrass to break through their resistance of doing what you want, five-finger grass to attract them to it. And so when combining all these things, you're honing it down to a more specific goal that can make more custom to fit your needs.
Yeah, so the first one you gave was Crown of Success, Power, and Road Opener. And that's a really good one. What was the second blend you said? I don't think anyone caught that in the chat, and I'd like to hear that again.
That was the, the influence and the attraction, crown of success.
Mm-hmm. Okay, influence, attraction, and crown of success. I get that. See, all you have to do, kind of, what you're saying is make a narrative. This is how I read them as. Mm-hmm. You see, when I make a blend, I don't know if you do this, but I do. I think of them as a little story. You know, like in, for instance, when you take influence, attraction, crown of success, I immediately want to say attraction, influence, crown of success. Draw them there, influence them, get your success. If you can think of a little daily comic strip of 3 panels or 4 panels or 5 or however many things in your blend, and you can work a narrative with them, you can make a blend. And we hear this a lot. People say things like, well, what about if I want to bless my house and I want money? Somebody already thought of that blend, honey. That's called money house blessing, right? So, and then they go, well, what if I want blessing and I want to bless my house? Well, somebody already thought of that. That's house blessing, see? So there's some of these blends actually exist in the names of oils already. And then those oils are traditionally in and of themselves blends. But then you can blend further and you can keep going. Now, the only reason not to blend that I know is that sometimes you will get a muddy scent.
Yes.
You know, if you blend too many things that are off the track, then that's why I say a narrative is important. If you were to blend blessing, money drawing, house blessing, money house blessing, and so forth, you'd get a pretty adequate scent. It wouldn't go too crazy. It would be in a certain range, kind of a big chord, if you imagine these chords. But if you added to that fiery wall of protection, it would start to sound a little off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Scent plays really big when I blend things. Like I do the same thing you do with narratives, but I also, there's a perfumer element to me. I'm a bit of a perfumer or alchemist, if you want. I enjoy scents a great deal. So the scent does have to have some harmony to it. And there is a point where if you add too many oils, it gets a bit muddied and you start losing the scent. And certain things conflict and then they overpower other things. So there's a certain art form to blending. So there's one level you do the narrative, but then there's another level too of really trying to bring the scents together into a harmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple of other favorite blends. I'm going to just lead off with one of my favorite blends. This is one I've mentioned many times. Attraction, Look Me Over, and Money Drawing. So this is to get products sold in a shop. You want to draw the people into the shop, that's attraction. Look me over, you want them to look at the products, and you can dust the products or spritz them with look me over. And then money drawing, you want them to pay for it. You know, or you could use prosperity. It could be attraction, look me over, prosperity. Okay, that's another way to look at the same thing. How about you,
one
Paul?
Of my,
you got another one?
Yeah, the blend I like to do, not using oils, but an actual herb blend I particularly like a lot, is the combination of lemongrass, master of the woods, master root, and five finger grass. And perhaps some Solomon's seal root as well, and all of that is for that combination specifically would be for a clear path to attain that which you seek and having the power to overcome that which faces you and embrace the power within you and to approach everything that you face with wisdom. And so it's a combination I use a lot in a lot of mojo hands I make, and but the Master of the Woods is definitely something I like to use a lot, and I blend it in with a lot of what I do because you can always use that boost of power for whatever you're doing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
One of the things that I enjoy blending, and this is what I use for a lot of love work, and it also is a really good perfume to be wearing if you go out, is Come to Me. I absolutely love the smell of Come to Me, with Fires of Love, and then Follow Me Boy, or Follow Me Girl, depending on what you want to use. I actually really enjoy the smell of Follow Me Boy, probably because I am a boy, and I don't like the smell of Follow Me Girl. That's just me, my personal scent. So I often, it's a bit too, it's that mesquite, which is the smell of the John the Conqueror. But I like blending that your Follow Me Girl with the Come to Me and Fires, and it creates one of the most divine scents that you wear, and it works wonderfully. And so guys and girls can use that, and the narrative to that is Come to Me, you're drawn to me, Fires of Love, the passions are ignited, and then you are addicted to me with Follow Me Boy or Follow Me Girl, and it works wonders. I really do enjoy that.
When it comes to
herb blend, I do it a little bit differently. I also work with the narrative element. For me, there's qualities of the herbs that are sometimes unknown that I like to tap into. For example, calamus is often known as a compelling herb. It's known for using it to influence people. But a lot of people don't know that calamus is also a very powerful masculine herb. It has a very strong effect on women, the same way that catnip has an effect on females. And I've talked about that, and that's part of blending comes from not just creating a narrative, which is excellent, and it's the way I work also, but also when it comes to herbs, it's about being able to tap into those elements, the spirit of the herbs, and awakening them in ways that you may not see in the traditional, for example, description of the herb. Another prime example of that is rosemary. Rosemary is often considered a very female herb, or an herb that's used to restore the power of the woman in the marriage. But a lot of people forget that rosemary is used for memory. It's often used to remind people of their vows, and in ancient funerary practices, you often put rosemary to remember the living. So the idea is that a man remembers his marriage vows through rosemary. That same rosemary can also be used to make a man who's no longer your husband be faithful to his child support and alimony. It reminds him of his obligation.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say something here too about names, because this came up in the chat room. When I talk about blending spiritual supplies, I'm talking about blending those that were already made with spiritually active roots and herb ingredients, not just by name. But the names will help you if the products were well made. One of the things that I sometimes do is take an herb that has no essential oil and blend it with an essential oil for which the herb is not easily gotten. That's another kind of blend, if they are both, you know, ascribed to and reputed to work in the same way. Another thing that I do is, in talking about these names, I actually do want to smell them and see where they are. I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just, like I said, it's not just the name. One of the things that people have said to me, what's the difference between return and reconciliation? Well, you can look it up in a dictionary. Return means come back, and reconciliation means make friends again. Yes. Do I need them both? Well, it depends on your situation. You don't always need them both. If you never broke up, you only need reconciliation. If you're only separated but never had a fight, you know, you just need return, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, blend them if you need them blended, but don't blend them just for the sake of, like, I'm going to throw more power at this by taking return and reconciliation together.
That's
right?
So, so true. I hear that quite often from clients. That, oh, I've been lighting return to me and pink candles with return to me and reconciliation candles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already on good terms. They're already on strict terms. I'm like, well, you've already reconciled. What you're
right.
looking for is return to me. So that's so it's not just about blending. It's about knowing, it's not about how to blend, but knowing when to blend as well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's another aspect to this, and this has to do with when we talk about blending these things, I do want to just stick up here a little bit for Lucky Mojo. We make these 4-ounce root workers and churches specials, and we've mentioned them here on the show before, but I am going to just throw that out. They do exist, and we can put up to 4 ingredients in 1 4-ounce bottle, and it's a whole heck of a lot cheaper than buying 8 half-ounce bottles, trust me. And that is a really good way to work if you are doing a lot of work of the same sort and anticipate doing work of the same sort for quite a while, or if you work for clients. So just think about those 4-ounce specials. But you can make your own little blend, a drop at a time, mix them in your hand. Powders, you can blend the powders together and so forth. You know, it's not that difficult.
It saves you time, too, because one of the things about the Great Root Worker blend is that you're no longer having to worry about blend. It's already blended for you, and then you have a nice, you know, amount of it that you can use. And a lot of people think that it's only for professionals. No, you can use it. I've actually gifted it to friends who are just starting out in root work. I remember the first time I actually stopped by Lucky Mojo is I had you guys make a money drawing blend with money drawing, prosperity, crown of success, and I gifted it to my friends who you met. And so, you know, it's a great way to start off root work. It's a great way to get an idea of how things are actually blended. If you don't know how to blend, get a couple of these root worker blends and then smell them and look at them and see what's inside of it. And it work. You know what? It'll give you a great idea on which direction to go when you're blending your own.
Mm-hmm. In the chat room, Indigo asks, what oil should I blend to receive a vehicle? Well, I'll just give you a real quick answer on that one. Five-finger grass is used to get favors, you know, for people who want somebody to do something for them. Influence can be used to, if you're on the mooch or you're bumming or you're cadging things off of people, influence is good. Influence can also be used in a more upright manner to get someone to work on your behalf. Right. If it's a question of compelling someone to make good on a promise, I promise to get you a car because you didn't say what the situation was, then you would add compelling. But I would not add compelling at the beginning. I would start off with five-finger grass and influence, and then attraction is a good one, money drawing, because, of course, you want money drawing for the car. If it's just for a car, an object, and not specified, you wouldn't use money drawing. But if it's for a loan for the car or for money to buy the car. So you have to think about these things in terms of what you're actually doing. So I hope that was a good answer for you, Indigo. But it's a complex, and there's no one answer to the question because it depends on what your situation is. Okay.
So, Apollo, I have a question for you, Apollo Dark. When you blend oils, do you usually blend them in your hand? Do you blend them in a bottle? When we say blend, what do we actually mean by blending these oils?
Dressing them or fixing them to the same object in particular, namely the altar candles I do or the figure candles I make, or putting them into the same mojo hand.
You use like one oil, then you anoint the thing, then the other oil, and you anoint it like that, correct?
That's right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, see, this is interesting because this goes against the idea of the 4-ounce root worker special, and this is the way I was taught to work. If you are doing a lot of separate individual work, put on one oil, put on the next oil, put on the next oil. You may say a psalm or a prayer or an invocation, with each oil that you add. This goes back to the idea of making what's called a trio hand. That's a mojo hand that is three hands in one. A trio hand contains three parts, each of which itself is its own little bit. And the reason they're called trio hands, this is what the guy called them who made them, taught them to me. I don't know of this tradition outside Oakland, California. I'll be real honest. I don't know that there is a long tradition of trio hands. But he would have three psalms, three sets of ingredients, put them together, and there's this, you know, that Tammy Lee says three, triple. Yeah, it's real triple. It's three. But the trio hand is similar. It's a blend of blends. And but each one is done separately, prayed over separately, and then they are combined. And that's something that you find a lot in other forms of folk magic, too, kind of settle the condition. But with candle oils, particularly, each oil a separate invocation. Now, I have another way of doing it too, which I was taught, which is to put a drop of each oil in the palm of your hand, and this is what I'm right-handed, goes into the palm of my left hand, and then I take my right index finger and I begin to stir it as if it were in a little cup or pot, right? And as I stir these, say, two or three oils together, I make my request that all this stuff happen in the way that I've requested it to happen, and then I use that to dress the candle or dot a petition paper or whatever I'm going to do. So, but just blend them in your hand. And then anything that's left over in your hand, you just rub your hands together, and there you've got some on you, too, and that's usually something good.
That's absolutely something good.
Yeah.
And speaking of the three, I do most of my blends in threes, three herbs, three oils, and it's just something I've picked up and been doing for a while is that all of my blends are usually of three ingredients.
Yeah. And one more thing before we go. Professor Ames mentioned that you can blend across different lines, he mentioned gods and goddesses being done with hoodoo lines, as Madame Nadia suggested, with Kali and uncrossing. And, of course, people who do work eclectically in a religious tradition that may or may not involve the other traditions, you can blend those. If that's comfortable to you, we don't insist on it. We don't condemn it. That's your choice. But, yes, there are people who will go across those things. And it's mentioned in the chat room, Ganesh. And, yes, Ganesh and Road Opener make a nice blend. And they actually do smell good together, too. So, yeah, that is something that people who will work across those lines will do, and no problem with them doing it. Okay. Well, we've run out of time for this. We'll come back at the end of the show, and Apollodark will give us a free spell that involves blending, okay? And so let's go to Ms. Tammy Lee and our first caller who wants a reading, all right? Hello, Ms. Tammy Lee? Uh-oh, no Ms. Tammy Lee.
Maybe she's muted.
Ms. Cat, can you hear me now?
There we are. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Kanjaman Ali, and this week's special guest, Apollodark. We'll be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client, and our first client is calling in from California, the great state of California, and from Los Angeles, and this is Mary who's calling in. Mary, are you there, caller?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Hello. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to go ahead and let our host that, to the best of my knowledge, this is your first time being on the air.
Yes, it is.
Written, Great. Well, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and let them know that that you have actually done work with the Lucky Mojo Curio Company through the MISC at the beginning of June, and you did that with a steady work candle that you had placed, okay? And you had been out of work for 6 months, and you write, which in my field is longer than I had expected. Lots of interest, but no deals closed yet. I was hired even before I got the candle report, which was spot on, a clean burn with a small piece of herb on the glass, signifying a small hurdle to be overcome. This is exactly what happened. And again, you write, as above, the steady work candle placed for me at Lucky Mojo Curio Company and the MISC was spot on and worked very fast. Now I'm working 16 to 32 hours per week steadily. My more full-time contract ended successfully. The company I work for is moving and shaking to get me another contract full-time. Lots of leads, but again, having to have a close-the-deal situation. I don't think a simple steady work needs to be done since I'm working steadily, but I'd like to know how to focus a charm to kind of keep a push on closing the deal. I have no problems with any of the company or contract work clients that I work for. Everything is very positive, and I don't think that I've been crossed or jinxed in any way. Just want to add some oomph to keep my deals closing on my steady work. I'm a graduate of the HRCC, the Hoodoo and Root Work Correspondent course by Ms. Catherine Iwood as of June 2013. Congratulations. I'm also very familiar with Ms. Kat from the Eclipse Comics days and both the Bay Area Cons and San Diego Comic-Con. Thank you so much, Ms. Kat, Coach Emily, and all other readers and root workers who have helped so many. Turning it back up to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mary. That's all very kind. All righty. Well, you said one thing I disagree with, and I'm going to start off with that. This is not, I'm not going to do a reading here because you're asking for root work, so all three of you will give us our advice to you. You said you don't think a simple steady work is necessary since you are working steadily. Well, I would possibly disagree with that. I think you might want to continue backing up steady work in that you want more steady work. But you might want to go to the next level. The people who you want to get more contracts from, again, we mentioned just earlier, crown of success work, road opening work, and also five-finger grass for favors granted. So I would consider blending those things together. And this just kind of fits right in with what we were talking. I'm so glad that steady work broke this loose for you, and you got 16 to 32 hours per week.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, that's great. That's great. I love it when people, you know, tell us this happens. But now,
and I am not a paid spokesperson.
Well, thanks. So what you want to do is just I would take some steady work, some road opener. Some influence, you know, whatever looks right to you, smells right to you, feels right to you, crown of success, maybe five-finger grass if there's someone you want to ask a favor of, and work up a little blend and start working on that. Now, we do candles at the church, but you can do candles yourself. And one of the
Yes, I can. It's easier for me to do mojo work, and that's what I've really been doing for people and stuff. And I live in an apartment, and I travel a lot, so I will do candles when I'm at home, but it's easier for me to carry something and pray over something like that.
Okay. So if you're going to be carrying something, then you're going to want to have with you a mojo bag that makes you super attractive and hireable. And, again, we've talked about some of the money herbs many times here. Allspice, cinnamon, sassafras, those are, you know, money attractors. There's always, of course, the question of John the Conqueror for power. And there's a question of Queen Elizabeth for female power. I don't know that you might need either of those. Lodestone, a dime, money. I would make this is one of those cases where you might make a trio hand. In other words, three little small things wrapped in three pieces of paper, each one prayed over with a different prayer and put into a mojo bag. Because you have several things going on here. One is keep the jobs I have. Address that with money, stay with me, or steady work, or whatever, right? The next one is increase my hours, right? And And I, you know, I want to, you said keep deals closing, okay? So again, that's a third idea here, because you're working on contracts. So new contracts coming in, contracts closing successfully, those are all things that you could do and put together. Lodestone, tiny lodestone grit, pyrite, tiny pyrite grit. Those are the things that I would put in a mojo bag, but I wouldn't just leave them out loose. I'd wrap them up in specific prayers and wrap each one in a little paper, tie that paper with a little piece of sewing thread, make a little packet, put each of those together if you want to. And depending on how you like to work, you might put those together in some sort of very small thing, not even as big as a mojo bag, but some little small thing that you could carry in your purse or wear in your brassiere. So that's my suggestion. Tammy Lee asks, a jack ball. Well, yes, a jack ball would be a very good way to go with this. A jack ball is, you can put a number of things in and have it work that way. And if you've taken my class, you know how to make that kind of thing yourself, or we can make one for you. So that's what I would say. Let's turn this over to Apollo Dark. What do you think? Something that could be carried on the person.
So a spell I've given the clients before in terms of prosperity, getting a job, and all of that is a very simple spell. And all it is that you take a piece of brown paper, parchment paper, you know, a proper paper to write a petition on this paper, you write what exactly it is that you want from your job. You want, I want closed contracts, I want to get a raise, I want high-paying customers to come to me often, whatever it is. Whenever you mention yourself, you're targeting yourself, you name yourself by full name with your birth date attached, so it's very directly associated with you and what you want. Write that out, and then when you're done, you turn it clockwise, 90 degrees, once, sign your name across it three times. I like three times, I like seven, nine times. You sign your name across it, and you fold it in half towards you. Then you turn it again 90 degrees clockwise, fold in the half, and do it once more for three. So you have this little tiny folded up petition now. Then you take that, you can dress it with the appropriate oils, success, attraction, road opener, the combinations we spoke of earlier. And after you've done that, what you'll do is you'll take a $20 bill and wrap it around this petition very nice and tight, make a nice little tight envelope. And then you say a prayer with that in your hands that, as this is in my hand and as it is covered in the money that I own, so do I own that which I seek. And then put it in your wallet, and now I own this as it is in my wallet, and I'll keep it with me as it is truly mine. And you just keep it in your wallet.
Wow.
Great.
That's a $20 bill, too. That's a serious one. Most people will put make the whole thing in a $1 bill. Good for you. That's commitment. So,
I'll do it.
Yeah, Ali, what do you recommend?
Yeah, that's what I can say. It's a commitment. I actually, a lot of my money work, I write right on the bills. And some clients will, you know, do a dollar, some five, but 20 is my preference. 20 or 100, you write right on the petition. Yes, you're sacrificing, you know, kind of that money, but you include it in your work. It's powerful work, I tell you. So I write directly on the money itself, my petitions. Something along the lines of what Apollo mentioned is, and I mentioned in the chat room, is writing the quality that you're looking for in a job, dressing it with attraction oil, and then placing that in your shoe. This is particularly good because it helps you to walk towards whatever finances. The idea is that wherever I step, will be one step closer to finding the job of my dreams, to having the steady work that I'm looking for, to have the money that I want. It's simple work, but it's old school work, and it works really, really well. And all it takes is writing down the petition, dressing with a little bit of oil, and placing it under your shoe, or placing it in your shoe so that every step you take leads you to success. In addition to the wonderful suggestions that were given by Apollo Dark and Miss Cat, one of the things that you can always do is keep in your pocket gravel root, salt, and tobacco. Those three things are said to be really good. Now, that's the traditional blend. I actually replace tobacco myself with alligator peppers or guinea peppers, which are really good for helping you find a job. Also, if you can take a pinch of them and put them in your mouth and chew them when you're talking to an employer or a boss, is a good way of influencing them. So salt, a little bit of gravel root, and some guinea peppers in your pockets wherever you go, along with the petition in your shoe, is one way of carrying that power with you in addition to the mojo bag and in addition to that fixed charm in your wallet.
Yeah, I love the idea of this in your shoe. And and I love working with guinea grains, otherwise known as grains of paradise.
Oh, I love it.
They're absolutely fantastic. One thing
yeah.
about guinea grains, and this is important to remember too in talking about old style work, is that you can chew them. They are in the ginger family. This is a long, complicated story, and we're just going to not go into the whole story. But they're related to court case root or low John, little John. They're related to ginger, Jamaica ginger. And there are a lot of spells that involve holding guinea grains in your mouth. When you go to an interview, some people will say five, some will say nine, some will say whatever, some. And holding the guinea grains under your tongue when you talk. And some will say chew and spit the guinea grains. Some will say chew and swallow. The idea of guinea grains in your mouth as well as in your pocket or in your shoe is very, very old in hoodoo. Think about it. Try using it if you talk to people. It's really an interesting phenomenon, and it has a lot of power to it. And, wearing paper in your shoe is, of course, again, very, very old. And if you cannot put loose stuff in your shoe, you know, like salt and things like that, at least put a paper in your shoe. Okay? Yeah. All righty. Guinea grains are hot. Miss Michael mentions this. Yes, they are in the ginger family, for gosh sake. They are hot. That is correct. They are related to little John.
Old ways of working, and grains of paradise come from an old idea of working found in a variety of traditions, but very commonly also in Africa, of two things, of putting hot things in your mouth. One, because it heats up your prayers, and therefore the gods or the spirits of God will hear you. And the other idea is that it's a form of self-inflicted punishment so that the spirits may have mercy on you. And that's often found in supplications of court case. People will use grains of paradise, when they're guilty of something, they put it in their mouth and they go, well, I've already been punished, take pity on me. And this actually comes from a very famous legend of Marie Laveau, who also put peppers in her mouth to help get someone released from jail. So it comes from two separate traditions, the idea of having the spirits or God or gods take pity on you and heating up your word that it may reach heaven. So it is an old, old way of working. It's very powerful. And that's what you're doing when you're putting them in your mouth in the interview. You're bringing power to your words, so it influences that person. It is
right, awesome. Right. And I'm gonna
cinnamon had a child, it would be grains of paradise. It's not as spicy as black pepper, though, in my mind.
Right.
Not as spicy.
And I just have to say something here. A lot of times people will say put pepper, and they think peppercorns. That is not what is meant. And usually that's either a translation error or a transmission error. I don't know of anyone using black pepper that way, although people will say, well, they should put peppercorns in her mouth. No, it's guinea grains. Guinea grains or grains of paradise have a common name that's no longer used, and that name was Malagueta pepper. And sometimes guinea pepper. And people sometimes confuse that. They go, guinea pepper? Oh, that must be red pepper. No, not red pepper. It must be black pepper. No, not black pepper. It is a member of the ginger family. It is hot, but it's a different plant. When you look at older transmissions, sometimes the person doing the transmitting wasn't really understanding what was being said.
The practitioner knows what they're talking about. I'm not putting red pepper or black pepper in my mouth. I'm putting grains of paradise in my mouth.
Right.
But the person transcribing it didn't know that, and so it often was mistranslated or mistransferred.
Yeah. It's a serious issue that comes down with people then saying, well, didn't they mean this? Didn't they mean that? But the use of guinea grains, it's interesting too. They're called grains of paradise, and they refer to paradise being up high. And there are spells that you can use grains of paradise to build your business up, to get up high. There are also spells with grains of paradise you can use to bring high people down low. It's a very interesting plant. So I'm so glad you brought that one up. All righty. Wow, that was complicated. So I hope we've given you some good ideas, Mary. And
absolutely.
Go out and get them guinea pepper greens. Let's go back to Miss Tammy Lee, and we'll go to our next caller.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic contra practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is actually calling back in from Washington, D.C., from area code 202. This is Natalie. Natalie, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, welcome back
Hello?
To the show. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Natalie?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. And thank you so much for joining us back again. I'm going to go ahead and let our host know that you're joining us back from an episode back in January of this year, 2013. You have had a reading recently with either Conjure Ali or Ms. Catherine Ironwood 6 or 7 weeks ago. And I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of your case for our host and our special guest from AIR, Apollo Dark, okay? And she writes, I've been a dancer for 9 years. I love to dance, and it's a passion for me. I'd love to get more good-paying gigs, making good money, and being asked to travel the world teaching dance and making popular top-selling dance videos. I'm working on starting a website with matching business cards and a YouTube channel soon to follow. So many options. I'm overwhelmed and confused, and I'm not that computer literate, but I need root work advice. I've been doing Crown of Success visual candles, and they have been leaving small amounts of the leftover wax. What is getting in the way, and how do I overcome it? What is the best way for me to achieve these goals? What moon do I do this under? Turning it back over to you.
Aha, the theme of the show has now appeared. No readings, lots of root work advice, and it's about jobs and money and success. How wonderful. I love it when we have a theme. Okay, so Ali, you're going to take this one first and go for it.
Sure. You know what I would recommend in a situation like this is you've got some good practical things that you're doing, which is wonderful. You know, getting business cards, getting a website up. YouTube videos is great. So let's focus a little bit on the magical work that you can do in order to complement this. What I would recommend is starting off first and foremost with a bath, a really good bath that combines things like rose petals, which is great for something like this. So people love the way that you dance. Catnip to draw attention to you. Just a small pinch of cinnamon, not too much because it is an irritant, just a small pinch of cinnamon to bring in the money and to bring in people's attention as well. I would also include in this a little bit of honey and a little bit of milk. And that's going to be for the beauty element. Dancing involves an element of beauty, an element of seduction that you want to include in. And you're going to take a bath in this and you're going to wash yourself. And I would absolutely recommend doing this during the waxing. And this is going to be great to kind of bring out that energy that you want, that power that you want, that draws attention. And make sure that you air dry after the bath. This is a bath that I would actually recommend soaking in. I would also recommend follow this up by scenting yourself, by using oils as a scent. I would recommend Bewitching, Look Me Over would be particularly good as well. And if you want, Cleo May to get people to fall in love with you and pay you money. But Bewitching and Look Me Over are really ideal. This combination of Bewitching, Look Me Over, honey, milk, and cinnamon, these are all very old secrets and kind of invokes almost a Cleopatra-esque quality when combined together. You've already done Crown of Success Work. That's great. Crown of Success Work is excellent. But dance has an element of beauty, an element of glamour, an element of seduction, an element of all of these things kind of combined. And so you want to use things like Bewitching Oil, Look Me Over Oil, and this bath to really get things going. That's what I would recommend in addition to the Crown of Success Work. Crown of Success is to make you successful. This work is to start bringing in the attention that will build up it. Okay?
Yeah,
great.
Thank you.
That's nice stuff. All right. I'm going to pitch in here a little bit on some advice, too. So you are working on starting a website. Let's ask, do you have a domain name picked out for that website?
Yes, I do.
All right. And So when you say you're working on starting it, are you going to have to write content for it, or you have someone to help you write content? What's going to be filling? Where are the words that are going to be that are on that website?
Well, the premise is to spotlight talent in the city, in the city in which I live. So it would really be driven by, the content would be people, their web content links, and so that with everything, with the focus, they have a way to contact me, but it would still be to focus on everyone else.
All right. So I'm going to give you some suggestions. Everybody, you're going to have at least 500 words from each of them. If they can't write 500 words, hire someone to help them write 500 words. Get them to talk into a tape recorder. They have to have at least 500 words, okay? I think that's a minimum. You want to go out with at least 11 pages on your website, or debut it with at least 11 pages, one page for each of these people, of course. And if you don't have 11 people, then make some other pages on some other topics. Okay, now the YouTube channel, same thing. You're going to, in order for them to be a member of your group, they're going to have to be able to produce a little YouTube thing. Most people can do that, okay? And you say you're overwhelmed and confused and not computer literate. Well, I would recommend that you consider working with someone who wants what you all offer and is computer literate. Now, you said dancer, and you love to dance. At the risk of embarrassing you, I'm going to ask, is there a sexual component to this type of dancing, or is this like dancing on a stage to be hired to be a stage dancer?
Actually, yes and yes. Not stripping, but there is. It's a female-driven. It's the art of belly dance.
Belly dancing. Okay. Well, you just okay.
Yes.
So, all right.
So that clears the your quality. Definitely there.
Well, all right. Well, see here, the difference is how you can find someone to help you who's computer literate. There are many men who would like a private dance and who are computer literate. I'm just going to say this flat out as I can. There are many what we call basement dwellers who would like a private dance and are very computer literate. And one thing you might think about is trading. If it's dirty dancing, as Satin Ice said. If it's belly dancing in a tribal, women-driven, you know, we're all belly dancers, just keep on asking. You'll find some women who are belly dancers who will help you and don't have to trade for a private dance. I'm just saying. But you need to get that stuff out there. Brand yourself and brand the group, right? Really brand the group.
Well, the women would be my target audience, and that was a question I did have. Thank you for bringing it up. Follow me, girl. Because I would like to teach women. Would that be? I know that that has a sexual component, which I'm not trying to attract. So how
I get
that
you.
Work
I get it. All right. All right. I understand. So yes, somebody in the chat room said Susan Diamond, and that's a very, very good piece of advice that Candle Magic gave us. There is an AIR member named Susan Diamond who has a shop in Santa Cruz, California called Serpent's Kiss, and they have belly dancers attached to them, and they are very web savvy. And her husband, Shimmering Wolf, is a web designer. Santa Cruz, California, Serpent's Kiss. So she might be willing to help you and work with you. I like to keep this in the community. Now, let's go back to the root work. I had to go off practical. You say your Crown of Success vigil candles have been leaving small amounts of leftover wax. That means unfinished business from the past. Maybe you need to get a little more computer literate, and you need to get a little bit more driven as far as success. But Crown of Success candles, when they leave leftover wax, means that there is something behind the situation from the past that has not yet been dealt with. Something getting in the way. You ask, what is getting in the way? How do I overcome it? All right? So I'm just going to do one card on that, because really we can't do both root work advice and reading. Uh-oh. What is getting in? What is here from the past, and what is causing the problem is the Three of Swords. Three of Swords is a card of sorrow, past pain, past sorrow, because we asked from the past. And this is on many levels. This is a three-level thing. Could be three people attacking you. I doubt it. Usually it means that you have psychological issues, some spiritual issues, some medical issues, maybe even some legal issues. This is your past. Past sorrow is what's getting in your way. It could be a person attacking, but I don't think we can get into a whole reading on that right now. There is something from your past. You need to deal with it. Okay? I'm going to turn this. Oh, and you asked what moon phase do I do this under? Waxing moon, if you work by the moon. When the moon is growing, you make your money grow. Okay? So you do have some little things holding you back. You need to
clean
that up.
With that little thing holding, you might consider doing a cleansing before you undergo further, like crown success, just to clear the slate before you go further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say some sort of a cleansing. You might want to do an uncrossing or even better, a van type spell to take things off. K.S. Witten asked, cut and clear? No, not cut and clear. The reason I say not cut and clear, K.S. Witten, is that cut and clear is to remove yourself from a person. This is not a person. All right, let's turn it over to Apollo Dark. What would you recommend with this person who has these great plans but been a little bit held back? How are you going to get them over that hump?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, you know, that you suggested the cleansing, great. You suggested the practical advice of getting some people that are web savvy to help build it, great. What else needs to happen here is King Solomon's wisdom. And I would highly recommend using King Solomon's wisdom in the combination with the Van and Crucible of Courage, rather, to get that. Get your mind around things, to help get that bad luck out, get that good luck in, and to boost your confidence, because I'm sensing a lack of confidence in a lot of this. You really want to do it, but it sounds like you're defeating yourself in a lot of places, so Crucible of Courage to really help you out. And with this combination, you know, it sounds like something that should be worked on over a long period of time, so I would recommend, much like you would use a love doll on someone else, you should use an effigy of yourself to work on. I would recommend a white nude Eve candle that you would not burn, per se, right off the bat, but instead work on it over time. Carve your name into the back of it so that your name is carved into the back, first letter at the top, the last letter at the bottom. This draws in the good. And so you just work with this doll as it is yourself. You dress it with the King Solomon's wisdom, the Van, the Crucible of Courage, and just pray to yourself every day, may I have the courage, may I have the wisdom to do that which I seek. May I be able to replace all that hinders me with positivity and good luck. And just work on it as you are working on yourself. And over time, doing this every day, it would be best. And it's all about that positive affirmation and getting your head into the right place and not defeating yourself anymore. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, yes, yes, it so does. Thank you. Thank you all.
All right. I like this idea, too, what he said, using the white candle as a doll. In other words, and you could use a white plain candle, just carve your name on it. You could use an Eve candle, you know, a female image candle. And I like his idea of working with the candle as a doll. And then when you really feel that you've reached the intensity on that candle, then burn that candle. Okay, and you can have another candle in reserve and keep going with that. And I love, Apollo Dark, I love what you said about Crucible of Courage, because that is what, that was the one missing link here, and that needs to be added to these things. All right, well, good luck, lady, and I hope that you hook up with someone who has some computer savvy and wants belly dancers. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice who wants belly dancers and wants to help female-centric belly dancers, get in touch, okay, with Natalie. All right, baby, good luck to you. All right.
All the best.
You too.
All right. Okay, well, let's turn it over again to Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat, and y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic radio show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archive podcast in iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. If your call is chosen, you will get a free reading and rootwork consultation with your host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com and Conjurement Ali of ConjurementAli.com, and this week's special guest, Apollo Dark of ApolloDark.com in Forestville, California. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to our callers, who are our clients who have called in to be on the air. And our next caller is calling in from area code 309 from Chicago. This is Julia. Julia, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, thank you so much and welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and ask you one quick question, and then I'm going to read a brief synopsis of your case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to confirm that you have not yet been on the Lucky Mojo Hoodie Rootwork Hour before.
Oh, actually, I had a couple weeks ago, and
nobody
was there. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Okay.
And
that's
a
different topic.
Can we back out just a second? And when you were on a couple of weeks ago, you were under the name of Julia at that time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And it was a completely different topic.
Okay, different topic. Got it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and let our host know that you're calling in today regarding the blends that we've been discussing today, or our hosts have been discussing and we've been talking about certainly in this room. And you'd like to know how the blended oils and curios, et cetera, how you could take advantage of your waitressing job and in the best way, basically, to get the best tips with what you do with the tables. And I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to our host, okay? Turning it over to you.
All right. Again, our theme seems to be
root work.
Thematic here. Root work, root work, root work. Okay, and money is success. So, Apollo Dark, how about you lead us off with this? She's a waitress. She needs more tips. How can she use blends, and how can she specifically use them to get tips as a waitress?
Well, I think we actually mentioned this particular blend previously in the show at the very beginning, that Look Me Over attraction painty combination that you mentioned
mm-hmm.
about making sales would be very good for a waitress as well. And for a waitress, you do a lot of contact with customers, and it's all about getting that good connection. So wearing the oils as perfumes would be perfect, the Look Me Over attraction painty combination. And it would be best probably not to dress them all in the same place, just different parts of the body. Most likely painty on the palms of the hands or on the wrist,
okay,
because that's where you'll be making the direct contact with the customers, handing them stuff, perhaps shaking hands. So painty would be good for there. Look Me Over, you'd most likely want to put that around the base of your neck, because when someone looks over at you, a lot of people look at your face or your neck first, and so that's a good place to have that. And so is the Look Me Over and the painty and the attraction you can use to also put on most likely your money. And attraction powder would probably be best rather than the oil, the attraction sachet powder or the money draw as well. And you can dress your money and put that the powder on your money in your wallet, in your shoes. With that combination, you should hopefully get some good tips and some good connections. And also remember that smile on your face, good eye contact, confidence, and just drown them with politeness and courtesy, and I'm sure you'll get plenty of tips.
That's a good one. I really like that, and I'm going to say something about that because that was just really, really good. The Look Me Over around the neck, because people tend to look, especially if they're looking at a waitress, they do look, is she looking at me? And so if they'll see your back, they'll whatever, you know, they'll see if you're going to turn, and they will look in that direction. Very good call on your part, Apollo Dark. I like that. Ollie, what do you recommend to the waitress?
Well, you know, I have friends, a lot of colleagues and clients that actually work in dealing in the food industry. And so there's a couple tricks that I've developed over the years that work really, really well. And there's three things that I always recommend. And these three things combined together always ensure that you break your tip record night after night after night, or at least that's the trend. The first thing that you want to do is have a single pen that you're going to use for all those cases where they need to sign a receipt. More often than not today, they don't always give you cash, right? So working with cash is great, but more often than not, people use their plastic, especially which area, depending on the restaurant where you're at. So have a pen that you dress with attraction, money drawing, and I also include payme. Payme has an element of compelling in them that gets them to pay up, right? So that it gets them to put that money forward. So it's not just about attracting money. It also gives them a little bit of a nudge. And this is a little money secret that I do. Is in my money drawing work, I include a little bit of paint now. So include these three oils. Dress your pen lightly with them. You don't want your oil so oily that it slips right out of their hand. And what this will do is it'll ensure that they actually come in contact with the oils that you're doing. So in addition to you wearing those wonderful oils that Apollo Dark mentioned, you'll now be getting them in contact with it through your pen. That's something that I always recommend. So definitely do that. The next thing that I want you to do is get yourself some fixed salt. This is something that you can do right then and there. If you have little salt packets, if you have a salt shaker, you pour some right into your hand, and you're going to pray over that. Because salt will do whatever you tell it to, and salt also has a compelling element to it. It's used in almost every type of powder that we use. We use it to make people tell the truth. We use it to reveal thieves. We do all sorts of things for protection, and we also get we use it to influence people's minds. So you put a little bit of salt in your hand, and you're going to pray over that. If you have the time to get powders, and the reason I recommend salt is more often than not, you don't have the time to go in and lay out powders, or it's a bit too conspicuous for you to be dropping dirt. But you can do that as well. If you can, if you have the time, if you have the space, mix some money drawing, pay me, and attraction powders with local dirt and sprinkle that around. But if you can't, quick on the fly is put some salt in your hand, pray under that salt that whoever steps through it will pay you and pay you the money that you want. And you're going to, as you come by to drop the drinks off or whatever, you're going to sprinkle just a little bit right under the table so that they are stepping into that. That works really well. And
okay, I'm going to, I just got to say, as a person who works as a waitress too, there's a couple, this fixing the salt is really, really good. And in the chat room, she said they don't have packets, they have shakers. That's okay. Somebody's got to fill those shakers, and usually all the waitresses take turns unless you have a big system where you have a busboy. But whatever. I want you to – this is – if there is salt at booths, you know, if they have a booth – do they have booths?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So is there a condiment rotating, you know, Lazy Susan at the booth?
Yeah, we have a little basket. So
basket,
I can definitely take the initiative to fill them easily.
Yeah. So pray over the salt. May all who use the salt to dress their food feel, you know, that they must pay me. They must call my name. They must ask for special attention from me, and because I give it so well, they must tip me, right? That's your salt. And so you get them to step in, and you could spill a little, vacuum it up, whatever, a few grains will remain. That's fine. But I like the idea of dressing, fixing the salt. Now, then comes fixing the sugar, right?
Yeah.
So, again, if there is sugar in shakers, then you fix the shakers. If there's sugar in packets, just pray over the packets, and you say, may all who, and you pray over the Splenda and the Equal and all the artificial crap, too. And you say, may all who use this sugar have only sweet words for me. Think of me only, you know, with sweetness. And think of blessing my life, and think of their sweetness, that they will bring me more money. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Fixing sugar, fixing salt, excellent ways to work. The third thing that I was going to mention is a lodestone. And a lodestone is excellent, excellent for this type of work where you do get cash. The idea of putting money out there and putting money in, what you want to do is you want to get a lodestone that you're going to work specifically with your tips. Any cash tips that you get, put immediately under that lodestone. Sprinkle with magnetic sand, dress lightly with powders, and fix that money for you so that that money becomes your little hunting dog. And you can write RPM on there. And then you're going to use that tip money as spending money. So any money that you get, you know, you get a paycheck, that gets deposited, that goes to the bills and stuff like that. But your spending money is your tip. And you're going to spend that money, and the idea being that that money goes right back out in the world and brings you even bigger tips. So all your tip cash goes under a lodestone. And if you combine these three things, you're going to have record-breaking tips. And I really love the suggestion of the sugar, which I have done in the past, but it slipped my mind right now. But the salt is excellent. You can put it in do the salt shakers. And also, once the salt is fixed, you can also sprinkle a little bit in your hand so that you can sprinkle it down. This is also a good way of getting rid of bossy or you know, miserable customers. If you have a certain customer that's a pain, and you give them a little bit of salt and be like, look, it's time for you to go, sprinkle on the table, and off they go, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's many people to use that, too.
Yeah. I'm going to throw in one more that Madam Nadia said in the chat room, which was that the pay me, the attraction, and so forth that were mentioned earlier, that those you could use the bath crystal form of those and to wash your uniforms or your dress or whatever you're going to wear, okay, or your pants or whatever it is you wear to the work. And I will also add that a lot of people do use Cleome, even though Cleome is – often considered to be for prostitutes to get good paying clients and get, you know. But I have known it does work. Many women have used Cleo May on their husbands. Men have used Cleo May too. If it involves any flirtation, whether or not you deliver on the flirtation, do use Cleo May. Miss Valentina Burton, the fortune teller of Dallas, has specified that she uses Cleo May always on the four corners of her tables when she reads tarot cards at a very fancy upscale hotel. And you mentioned here it's a sports bar, so Cleo May makes you a kind of a female in a sports bar. I would you don't have to deliver, you just have to flirt. Okay.
And that Cleo May will end up getting you lots of regulars, I've noticed, because when my female clients use Cleo May in waitressing jobs, what often happens is that they, you know, it doesn't lead to them having to sleep with anything or anything like that. You don't have to worry about that. But it certainly leads to a lot of affection and attention, and it leads to people, men more often not becoming regular clients. So they come in time and time again, so you're getting big tips from the same group of people, which is good. Anyone in the waitressing industry knows that, you know, regulars is a good thing and it's easy money.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, there's another thing that got mentioned. We're not done yet, baby. There's another thing got mentioned, which is jewelry. You are wearing jewelry, and it was talking about pyrite and marcasite. Marcasite is a form of pyrite, and pyrite attracts money. Any kind of jewelry that that attracts attention, dress your jewelry, dress your earrings, whatever it may be. And I would say also there was something else mentioned here, which Apollo Dark mentioned, which was about dressing your hands. And I'm going to say a little something on that. When a client, I was just out at a restaurant last night, and I was brought my soup, and they forgot the spoon. They forgot it. Clearly forgot it. So I asked, because I don't like a big soup spoon, I said, may I have a spoon for my soup, and please make it a teaspoon. I actually looked the waitress in the eye and said, teaspoon. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes later, while my soup is getting cold, she comes back with a big soup spoon. And I said, I'm sorry, honey, I can't take that. I asked for a teaspoon very specifically. She went away. Another 4 minutes came back. By the time she came back with my teaspoon, my food was room temperature, okay? I was not very happy. I didn't say anything. I ate the food. Cold soup is better than no soup, and it was a good soup. But if I were you, I would also put into my array of things to do a little mercury oil or mercury powder. And I do not mean the element mercury, which is toxic, but the spirit of the planet of Mercury, which is the speedy, you know, the guy with the little wings on the feet, right?
Yeah.
I would put some mercury oil or mercury powder in my shoes so that you could not be that slow waitress I'm describing who walked all the way back to the kitchen. And then, what's the difference between a teaspoon and a soup spoon, Miguel? I don't know, honey. Oh, well, she didn't like that. I think a teaspoon is one of the, who knows what was going on in that kitchen, right? Mercury has to do with speed, and mercury has to do with communication, right? So she didn't get the biggest tip in the world. Actually, she did, because my husband Nagashiva cannot believe that he has to tip anybody based on merit. He only just tips on the fact that they showed up and were breathing. And I would have cut that lady's tip in half, but he...
All right, Nagashiva, I mean you were on the same level.
Well, yeah, you know, he felt 20% just for being awake, okay? I don't go that way. But, so, mercury will make your communication better with the client, with the customer, with the person who's there. And mercury, pick up your feet a little bit. Rub your feet with a little mercury. Let me run and serve these people as best I can, okay? That's my advice to you as a person who sat there and waited for a frickin' long time for a goddamn teaspoon, okay?
There's two things I want to add. One is going to be a story that I'm going to tell you at the end that's actually based on what Kat just said. And it's a funny little story with a little anecdote. But first and foremost, what I would also recommend, in addition to what she said, is fixing the room itself. This is something that you can do when you are coming in for your shift, especially if your openings before any clients are in. But it's actually pretty easy to do. What you're going to do is you're going to get some dirt. I actually prefer working with crossroads dirt because the way I do this is this idea of making my own crossroads almost. But any dirt road that we do, and you mix it with the powder that we mentioned, things like Attraction, Pay Me Now, Money Drawing, Crown of Success, Look Me Over, and you're going to go to the four corners of the restaurant, or what is the four corners, and you're going to sprinkle a pinch of that dirt, that fixed dirt, that powder, in the corners and one in the center of it. It's not going to have to be the perfect center, but the approximate center. And what that does is it fixes the entire restaurant. Another way of doing it is mixing it with your own foot track. The idea, this is to ensure for job security, so that is your place, that's marking your territory, that you can never be forced out of there before your time, before you're ready to go. So I would put dirt with your foot track and those powders and then fix the room itself. That will work particularly well. Now, and in regards to tips, you've got some great suggestions. I hope you don't mind me taking just a quick minute to tell us a little story. There's a famous character in the Middle East known as Mullah Nasruddin, and he's known as this wise fool. He has all sorts of stupid antics, but they always have a meaning to them. So he went to this bathhouse this one day, and this relates to Cat's story. And the people in the bathhouse looked at him and went, he doesn't look particularly rich, so we're not going to give him that much attention. So, they kind of dutifully did their jobs, but they weren't giving him as much attention as he'd like, half-assed their job, if you will. And so he gave them a gold coin each, and they were really shocked. They were surprised. They said, oh, my God, why did he give us this big tip? He came in a week later, and this time they were super attentive. And they gave him all sorts of attention. They went out of their way to appease this man. And he only gave them a little cover this time and said, what the heck is going on? And he said, the gold coin was for this kind of session. The copper was for last time. So a little wisdom there. To always tip your waitress as well.
That's a great story. I love that story. That's totally cool.
Mullah Nasruddin stories. If you guys are ever interested, look him up. He's absolutely brilliant.
That's a great story. Well, you were saying something about tipping big so they remember you next time, and I said,
yes.
I just said in the chat room, sometimes their service is so bad, I think, why should I tip them big? They're going to be fired by the time next time I come back.
That's
so true. Whatever. But I think we've given you a whole lot of ideas. And,
yeah.
And dressing the premises, that can be done on the behalf of everybody, not just yourself.
Yes.
And I have to
make the entire business prosperous.
Yeah. So make the whole joint is jumping, and everybody comes in with money, dress the doorway, and things like that. And that's another good way to do it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, thank you guys.
All right, thank you for a call that led us down some interesting byways. That was a good one. All right. Well, we're going to turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee and see what she has to say.
Well, yes, ma'am, Miss Kat, and we have just about 9 minutes remaining in the Lucky Mojo Hoodie Woodwork Hour, and y'all from coast to coast and around the world, the Lucky Mojo Hoodie Woodwork Hour is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then call on during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you'd like to be on the show. If your call is selected, you will get a free consultation with the best workers in the field. Tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time each and every Sunday here with us on Blog Talk Radio. Our free spell section, we're going to go ahead and turn this over to Apollo Dark of ApolloDark.com in Forestville, California. Here we go, Apollo.
All right. So today's free spell very much follows in the light of certain blends. Now, the blend I give is a blend of two oils and a few herbs, but it is a blend nonetheless. So the spell itself is for success and achievement along the same lines as we've had this whole night. So what you'll need for this is an orange candle that's for removing of obstacles, a purple candle for power to overcome obstacles. You'll need road opener oil for the orange candle, power oil for the purple candle. You dress the candles with the appropriate oils, road opener on the orange, power on the purple, and you say a little prayer that the orange candle will remove your obstacles, the road will be clear, the purple candle will grant you with power to overcome that which you face. You want to place these candles in fire safe holders side by side next to each other. I really need to put the point on fire safe. Always want to be fire safe with candles. There's a lot of stories of people setting altars on fire. So make sure that they're safe. Next, you'll have a blend of herbs. You'll sprinkle in a circle around the candles, and you want to make sure that they're a good distance away from the candles, 1 inch from the edge of the candle holders preferably. And this herb blend will be five-fingered grass for good luck and attraction, master of the woods for overcoming, for the power, lemongrass to break away your obstacles. And you blend those together, grind them up, cut them up, what have you, sprinkle them in that circle around the candles. And then, as you light the candles, there's a prayer that you would say, and the prayer is this. It's, I, full name, will achieve success. The road is clear of obstacles to my goals. I, full name, am blessed with incredible power. I, full name, will overcome all opposition to achieve. My success is here. My power is whole. I, full name, will achieve success. Amen. Now, you may... you may substitute Psalm 23 for that prayer. That's perfectly fine. Psalm 23 is also all about overcoming and gaining success, so that works perfectly as well. And also, I just want to make sure that you want to make sure to monitor any candles that you set and do not leave them unattended because candles will cause a fire if they get knocked over, so be careful. And so now what I'll do is I have this written out, and I'm going to copy and paste it into the chat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just going to ask you, could you write that out? What is that's a wonderful spell. Now, I'm going to ask the questions that about 10 clients are about ready to ask. You said to put the orange candle and the purple candle next to each other. Does it matter which one is on which side?
It doesn't matter which one is on which side, actually. And sorry for the glitch here. The chat feature only lets you post a certain amount of characters at once. I have to do it in sections.
Yeah, do it in sections. That's fine. Okay, this is a fantastic little spell, and I love the use of Master of the Woods because that is an unusual herb in American magic. It's very common in European folk magic, and I love it. Waldmeister, it's just an incredible herb and with an incredible smell. Goes very well with five-finger grass. Okay, it's coming through in the chat room now. You really prepared for this, Apollo. Thank you, because this is a... You know, we try to type and catch up, but this is a great way to do it. Okay. I, full name, will achieve success. The road is clear of obstacles to my goals. I, full name, am blessed with incredible power. I, full name, will overcome all opposition to achieve. My success is here. My power is whole. I, full name, will achieve success. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for putting that in the chat room.
And the question was posed: is this the same spell I posted on my Facebook page and all of that a few weeks ago? And yes, it is the same spell I was sharing around Facebook a week or so ago.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Eventually, all of these chats will be made available. By the way, we've logged all the chats, but we've never had anybody who wanted to come around and format them and put them on web pages. Now, what we were hoping to do, and you know, eventually somebody will show up who wants to be that person. I'm going to throw it out the idea right now. Does somebody want to be the person who gets these links to the radio shows, has the chat room logs, and wants to put together web pages, one for every show? There are, you know, 50 new shows at least a year. There's just a lot of information. We would really love somebody who wants to do this. Papa Newt says, could help out. Okay, Papa Newt, and we love you, baby.
Become the great archivist of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo.
Yeah, right. Well,
a great title to have. Great,
yeah,
archivist.
Right. Yeah. So let's turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Cat, and yes, Miss Cat, I vote for Papa Newt too. Thank you, Miss Cat, and Countryman Ali, and thank you, Apollo Dark of ApolloDark.com in Forestville, California, for being our special guest member from AIR this week. We invite you to tune in next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Rooters and Rootworkers will be Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com. And once again, we thank you. We've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Condiment Ali at condimentali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from triplecrownconjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio
at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojos, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. Thank you, Apollo Dark, for being our guest. And thank you for being so well prepared.
My pleasure.
All right. Now, remember, if you want to be in touch with Apollo Dark, you can contact him through Missionary Independent Spiritual Church. He will be at the Mystic Fair in Santa Rosa October 19th, along with the rest of the crew. And we really know you can get him on Hoodoo Psychics and on Air. Now, thank you, Conjure Man Ollie, for all your help. And
my pleasure.
Yeah, you're also available on Hoodoo Psychics, 1-888-4-HOODOO, and call the extension of the person that you want to talk to. Most of us are on in the evenings, and you can get readings from us. Okay. And I'm going to be sticking around in the chat room for a while after. Usually I'm here for about 10 minutes answering more questions. Okay. And Candle Magic said she will post pics of the Mystic Fair. Oh, boy. Thank you. I love Candle Magic. She's a great helper to us all.
That.
All right, all. Good night.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.